Jessica Ramos from Trade Unionist in Solidarity with Colombia summarized the struggle at the Coca-Cola bottling plants in Colombia.
We can no longer sit still. We can no longer keep quiet as we learn of the atrocities these men and women in Colombia are experiencing. Threats, kidnappings, tortures, and murders have taken place in response to unionization. We believe earning a living wage in order to provide ourselves and our families with food, shelter, and clothing is a human right, and we will stop at nothing to defend it.
Luis Adolfo Cardona witnessed the assassination of union contract negotiator Isidro Segundo Gil at the Carepa bottling plant in 1996, and he had to flee the country after paramilitaries attempted to kidnap him.
I quickly raced towards him, 100 meters away from the firing. I noticed the paramilitaries had jumped back onto the motorcycle and were fleeing the scene. When I reached his body, I tried to see if he was still alive, if I could help. I put my hands under his head. At that point, I realized that his head had come apart in my hands. My hands were covered in his blood. I noticed administrators and co-workers around me, around Isidro's body, asking me what happened. I said it was the paramilitaries. And a few minutes later, Isidro's family was now surrounding me as well. I noticed that his two young daughters rushed towards him, and now in his pool of blood, were telling him, "Daddy, Daddy, wake up, don't leave us."
Under pressure from the NYU Republican students and others who claim that this is not a human rights but a consumer choice issue, the NYU Senate voted on Thursday to lift the ban on the sale of Coca-Cola products on campus. Student advocacy groups are now vowing to continue the fight in court and publicly denounce Coca-Cola's unethical and, they say, criminal actions. For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.